I think one of the central points is that living with him wasn't easy much of the time, and sometimes he intentionally made it not easy, and he could, like Ajahn Sumedho was talking about, he could push you to where you actually felt a great deal of anger towards him. And sometimes he would just send you away. We talk about training with Ajahn Chah, but actually he had many branch monasteries, and often you'd be sent to one of these monasteries for a year, and you might only see him once or twice during that time, but you were still his disciple and training with him. So I see his years of practice and his years of teaching as something continuous.